Again you call me from my jug. How can I serve you, little master?
Oh, Genie, Princess Mirabar is in bad trouble. There is a giant with two heads.
A giant with two heads? This is indeed strange, little master.
Kids, don't miss this exciting adventure with little Kula and his wonderful Genie of the Jug. And to tell it, here is Smilin' Ed McConnell.
Yes, kids, you'd better come running because it's old Smilin' Ed and his What's Up Round Gang. I got you got you, why everybody's gonna help you. But there's only one kind of shoe for me.
Whoa, that's a hot kid. That's a lot of out here in Hollywood.
Finally, Squeaky the Mouse, Midnight the Cat, Randy the Piano, and Froggy the Gremlin. And we're going to start our story, our program off right now with our good story. Well, kids, once again, we travel backward in time for another story of Little Kula, the Persian prince and his wonderful genie of the jug. Now, you'll remember that whenever Little Kula wanted anything, he went to the cabinet where the little earthen jug was kept, called his genie, and his wish was granted.
Now, I'll just pull the cork from my jug.
Master, again you have called me from my jug. How can I serve you?
Yes, that tremendous genie, many times taller than the average room ceiling, catered to every whim of Little Kula. One day, the great genie, returning from one of their adventures with Kula perched on his shoulder, crouched down behind a huge pointed ear, sailed through the air by magic, and brought the lad back to his brother's palace in Baghdad.
Hang on tightly, little master. Here we are.
Come on, Genie.
So, little master, home safe and sound again.
My, somehow I wish we weren't home.
Say only the word, little master, and we're off on another adventure.
Don't you ever tire of granting my wishes, Genie?
Ah, once in a great while I rebel, but then I quickly remember how you caught my jug in your fishing net and freed me. I think of the 1,000 years I spent caught tightly in the little jug at the bottom of the sea. I shall be eternally grateful to you, little master, for rescuing me. Ah, no. I'm happy to grant your wishes, for you are a kindly and thoughtful boy.
Then, instead of going into the palace now, Genie, I'd like to go to the ocean, take a small boat, and go fishing.
Your fault is my command, little master. Hang on tightly. Here we go.
Genie, here I have cast my net into the sea for more than an hour, and not a fish have I caught.
Such is often the fortune of the fisherman, but... Oh, see, little master, your net is being pulled about. Something is in it now. Draw in the net.
I have caught something. I'll pull in the net. One fish. Not a very big one at that.
Oh, but see it, little master. Is it not a beautiful fish? Well, give me the knife and I will put it out of misery.
No, do not kill me.
Genie, the fish is full.
So it did. Be spirit, devil, or fish, speak up or I will send a magic against you.
Oh, please. I am no fish. I am Mirabar, princess of Koroba, the land across the mountains. I am bewitched, and thus you see me as a fish in the ocean.
Genie, did you hear? A bewitched princess.
I heard, little master. Yet in the body of a fish, she must be returned to the sea or perish.
Put me in your net. Hold the net in the water.
Quickly, little master. Do as she says.
Oh, that is better.
Now, please, tell us your story.
I will tell it. I am the Princess Mirabar. My father is King of Koroba. Only a short while ago, my father and I were walking through our palace garden when I saw a strange creature, a tiny rabbit with two heads. I pointed it out to my father. Father, look there!
there. Huh? What strange creature is that?
Why, it's a rabbit. But it has two heads.
Father, it waits beside the path, as though it wanted us to take it up. I shall.
Of course, do, my dear. It will be a curiosity for our visitors.
Oh, see, Father, what a strange little creature it is. A rabbit with two heads. Let us take it into the palace.
Well, come, my dear, come.
There. Now let me place it on the palace floor. So. See it? It sits up as though expecting something. Why, Father, the rabbit, it's growing, getting bigger.
And changing into a man. Oh. An enormous, two-headed man. What terrible thing are you? You with the two heads.
I am the giant of Koroba, freed at last from the shell of a tiny groveling rabbit, placed there by a spell.
Oh, please go away. You're very frightening with both your heads shouting at us.
I'll go no more. Right here I stay. This palace will I take. And magic will provide my food. Fat king, fat pig you'll make.
My father, what have you done with him?
See, on the marble floor he is. A pig, and very fine. The butcher's knife, the carving block. Then on him I will die.
Oh, no. No, you cannot do that. He is not really a pig. He is a man, a king. Lift your terrible spell.
You too, my pretty one, will change into a fish. The sea will hold you very safely till I bring you back to me.
And that is the way it happened. Suddenly I found myself self-swimming in the sea. A fish.
Aye, what a terrible being that giant must be. Genie, cannot your magic best this terrible giant with two heads?
Well, I can try, little master, but that will not return this princess to her own form.
Then I am doomed to spend my life in the sea?
Oh, I think not. Below us on the ocean floor is one who I am sure can help you. The old man of the sea.
Oh, then quickly, Genie, work your gill magic and give us gills and scales of a fish. Then let us visit the old man of the sea.
At once, little master. Quickly, little master, into the water, lest you die in the air. Now, little master, swim straight down to the ocean floor. Come, Princess Mirabar, we go to visit the old man of the sea.
You just wait till you hear how this story turns out. But now, kid, I want you to look at your shoes. The ones you got on. The ones in your closet. All your shoes. And I want you to see if they're Buster Brown shoes. Oh, say, I sure hope they are. Because I like to think all Smiling Ed's buddies and sweethearts wear Buster Brown shoes. The best shoes in town. They're the kind of good-looking shoes that I like to see my buddies wear. And I know how good they feel, too. Practically as comfortable as going barefoot. And Buster Brown shoes are built to look nicer longer. And, of course, all my buddies like to keep their shoes looking nice. Now, remember, everybody, when Mother decides you need new shoes, you be sure to tell her the shoes you want are Buster Brown shoes. Sure how to tell for sure they're the real thing by looking real carefully inside right where your heel goes and making sure there's a picture there of Buster Brown and his dog, Tige.
That's my dog, Tige. He lives in a shoe. I'm Buster Brown. Look for me in there, too.
That's right. Look for the picture of the boy and his dog inside the shoe. Then you know they're genuine Buster Brown shoes. Now, let's hurry back to our story. Well, little Kula and the genie were mightily surprised when they caught a fish in their net, which turned out to be a princess under a magic spell. Then she told them how a great two-headed giant had turned her into a fish, and her father, the king of Korabah, into a pig. And the giant planned on eating them both. Of course, the huge genie and Kula decided to help, and at once the genie worked his gill magic, which permitted himself and Kula to swim underwater as the fishes do. Then they started straight down to the ocean floor to find the old man of the sea.
Are we nearly there, genie?
A little way yet, master. We've reached the ocean floor, but now we must find the underwater cave of the old man of the sea.
There is a cave just ahead, good genie. Could it be the one we see?
Why, it is the cave, Mirbah. Your eyes are better adapted to seeing in the water than ours. Come, quickly, swim to the cave. Oh, little master, we wait here, for there may be magic in the cave. Old man of the sea.
Look, the old man of the sea. Beware the magic which precedes me.
Turn away your magic, old man. We are friends.
And who is this who claims friendship with me? None are my friends on the sea bottom, but the fishes.
You do not recognize me, the genie of the jug.
My good friend, the genie, and the lad also. And a strange fish.
Indeed, old man. This strange fish is Mirbah, princess of Korabah, under a magic spell. We come to you to ask you to lift the spell.
I can do that easily, good genie. But think you this. Once I lift her spell, then she will again assume her human form. Here under the sea, she will quickly drown.
I did not think of that. What can we do, genie?
Well, perhaps if we work rapidly, we can use my plan. Old man, work your magic to break her spell. Then I will quickly work my gill magic to protect the girl until we can leave the ocean.
Very well. But lose not a second, genie. Now stand where you are, all of you. Oh, finny shape, be gone. And there instead, be human form. Let coldness flee, and give to me one whose blood is warm. Begone, O vicious magic spell, and in a human form let dwell a lovely girl. Drop scale and fin, she to her rightful body win.
I can't help.
Now, my gill magic, stay, everyone.
I thought I was strong.
We have succeeded. Princess Mirbah, you are changed back to a girl. Now to the palace. Quickly, little master, up upon my shoulder. Princess, the other shoulder. My little master will show you what to do.
Princess, do as I do. Stand on the genie's shoulder and crouch down behind his huge pointed ear. Then hang on to a lock of his long hair, for we will go through the water and then through the air at a tremendous speed.
Like this?
That's right. We are ready, genie.
Then hang on, little master. Here we go.
Farewell. Farewell. Return again soon.
Now we are free of the water. Now on to the palace of Korabah.
With the lovely princess now restored to her rightful form and little Kula on his mighty shoulders, the enormous genie sailed through the air. And in an instant, they had crossed the mountains and a beautiful marble palace came into view. Then Mirbah said,
"Good genie, Siloa, that is my father's palace."
"Good. We will land in the rear courtyard. The less chance to be seen. Hang on. Here we go."
"Well, here we are. Now what, genie?"
"I see over yonder a pigsty. If Mirbah's father, the king, is still changed into a pig, I think he will be in there."
"Then let us go quickly.
The giant, and he means to eat the king for dinner. Quickly, little master, go to the pigsty. Repeat this magic couplet over the pigs, and he will be changed back to a king. Listen. Oh, pig which hides the kingly one, release his form. Now let be done." "Well, I go to meet the giant. Join me later in the palace."
"How can we tell which of these pigs is my father?"
"We cannot. Only can we repeat the genie's magic couplet. And if he is here, he will return to his rightful form.
Then say the magic words, do please.
Very well. Oh, pig which hides the kingly one, release his form. Now let be done.
How did I get into this pitch?
Father! Oh, Father, quickly come to us. Kula, open the gate.
I have it.
How did I get into the pigsty? Mud from head to foot.
Oh, Father, you are under a magic spell. You have been a pig, forced to live with a pig.
But everything is all right now, Your Majesty.
Oh, yes, who is this lad?
Oh, he is a wonderful boy. He is master to the great genie of the jug. Oh, little Kula, how can we ever thank you?
I want no thanks, nor does the genie. But my genie may need help, for right now he is meeting a giant. Take your father to a place of safety. I want to join my genie.
And Kula was right. Already the tremendous genie of the jug had found and faced the great two-headed giant. Of course, the giant, confident in his great size and his powerful magic, immediately challenged the genie.
And who are you? Great monster, go before my magic brings you low.
Who are you to send me, the genie of the jug, away? You, an uncouth creature with two heads jabbering at once. Get thee back to the forest, rabbit that you are.
Dare you call me a rabbit who has not to offer fight? Now stand ye there and witness a strong and magic fight.
You, a magician? Turn loose your magic, old two-head. Let me see how it will harm the genie of the jug.
Fool that you are! Now feel the hurt of magic's frightful pain. My spell is cast. You're bound, held fast. A child is your bane.
So, your spell is worthless, giant. Now feel the might of the genie. Here is a thunderbolt to stop your magic. Here is another to shake your courage. Here is a thunderbolt to send you back in the form of a rabbit.
Genie, where are you?
Here I am, little master. Enter, you are safe enough.
But where is the great giant, genie?
Oh, seated there on the marble floor, little master.
Oh, what a strange little creature. I see only a little rabbit, genie. But oddly enough, it has two heads.
Two heads. But is it not a fat little rabbit? Oh, come, little master, let us go home. It is nearly time for your dinner. And I think me you will enjoy a delicious bowl of rabbit stew, eh?
No, genie. Now that your magic has made him a rabbit again, turn him loose again in the forest. Then let us go home. I have had enough adventure for one day.
Oh, listen to me. I thought you'd like that story. And now I tell you, let's bring our announcer man on to tell us where to get Buster Brown's shoes. With a picture of Buster Brown and his dog, Tige, inside the shoe.
That's my dog, Tige. He lives in a shoe. I'm Buster Brown. Look for me in there, too.
That's right, Buster Brown. Come on in, Mr. Announcer.
Yes, sir, smiling Ed. But first, I want to tell all the kids living outside of Los Angeles that tickets for this broadcast can be secured at any store handling Buster Brown shoes in Southern California. And here's how to find the name of the stores that are now showing the latest Buster Brown shoes. No matter where you live, just pick up your telephone book and turn to the yellow pages till you come to the heading of shoes. There you'll find the name Buster Brown, and under it, the name and address of the store nearest you that sells Buster Brown shoes. Remember, just look in the classified phone book under shoes. In Los Angeles, Buster Brown shoes are handled by the Broadway downtown, and you can also get them at the Broadway Hollywood and the Broadway Crenshaw. In Pasadena, the Broadway Pasadena and Nash's have Buster Brown shoes. You can get tickets for Smilin' Ed's broadcast at all of these Buster Brown dealers, too. Get them for next week's broadcast right away and get your new Buster Brown shoes, too.
You bet your life. Smiling Ed's buddies and sweethearts know exactly where to get Buster Brown's shoes. We stick together. And now let's see, Squeaky the Mouse. I want you to get your little guitar and let's play and sing your song, huh? And Midnight the Cat, I think you'll have to wind and start the music box today because Squeaky has his little guitar in his hand.
Nice.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it'll be nice, Midnight. So go ahead and wind up the little music box. Go ahead. That's it. I think that's enough for kicking your dog around. Now, press the button. Yeah, I'm going to play that now. Squeaky's got a little mandolin in his head. Isn't he cute, huh? Come on, Squeaky. Ain't he cute, huh? Little tail sticking out behind him. Little bitty teeny guitar. Honey, great big grin on his face. I'll sing it now. Every time I come to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound. They gotta quit kicking my dog around.
Oh, he hit Iowa. There goes Teflon.
Oh, my Squeaky, that was just wonderful. And now where is that Froggy the Gremlin? My goodness. Froggy, you'd better hurry up and plunk your magic finger and become visible before Alkali Pete gets here. Are you ready to become visible, Froggy?
I'm ready. I am.
Okay, watch him real closely there now, kids. Plunk your magic twanger, Froggy. Oh, my goodness, there he is. Look at him sucking about with his little red coat, his blue buttons there. And there he goes sticking his tongue out at people. Stop that, Froggy. Oh, Froggy, here comes Alkali Pete the Cowboy.
Well. Howdy, partner. This here is your rough-riding cowboy friend, Alkali Pete. And I'm mighty proud to be here today.
Have you got any mules on your ranch, Mr. Pete?
Mules? You bet your boots I have. I've got a lot of little burros, some little mules.
And you're the biggest donkey on the ranch.
Yep, I'm the biggest donkey on the ranch. No! Now stop that. You don't know anything about livestock. Well, I bet you never saw a horse.
Did you ever saw a horse?
Certainly I've seen horses. I saw a horse this morning. Every day I go to the barn and I look at my horses. Now, yesterday, I saw a horse.
And you sawed him in two.
Certainly, I sawed the horse in two. No! I don't saw horses. I see horses.
Then you don't have a saw horse?
Of course not. Oh, yes, I do. Sure, I have a saw horse. I saw wood on a saw horse, but I don't saw horses in two.
Oh, you never saw a horse.
Of course, I never saw a horse.
Oh, you're a great cowboy if you never saw a horse.
Well, I have seen horses. I see horses every day, but I never saw a horse.
Boy, are you mixed up.
I am not mixed up. I saw a horse yesterday, and I saw horses today. Every morning I go out and I throw a saddle...
On a sawhorse.
Yep, I throw a saddle on a sawhorse and... No! Not a sawhorse. I don't ride sawhorses. Oh, I give up. I can't explain this to you. You're too dumb. I came here to talk to these intelligent boys and girls. And I want to tell them how they built the railroads in the Old West.
Oh, I want to hear this. I do.
That's fine. Now, you just keep quiet then. Now, first they had to put down the railroad ties, and then a bunch of men came along.
And tied them together.
Yep, they tied the railroad ties together. No! They did not. Now, before you can put down the tracks, you have to lay the ties.
Necktie.
Certainly, necktie. Oh, no! Not neckties, railroad ties. You lay the ties before you put down the tracks.
Where do you lay the ties?
On the ground, you lay a railroad tie.
Like a chicken lays an egg.
Like a chicken lays an egg. No! No! The men don't lay eggs, you crazy gremlin. The chickens...
Lay railroad ties.
Naturally, the chickens lay railroad ties. No! They do not. Now, forget about chickens and forget about eggs. Now, after the railroad ties are laid, the men lay the tracks. You know what tracks are, don't you?
Sure, tracks are footprints.
Sure, tracks are footprints. No! I'm talking about railroad tracks. As far as I'm concerned, thumbs down for you.
Oh, they're thumb tracks.
Certainly, they're thumb tracks.
No!
Not thumb tracks, railroad tracks. The tracks are all so-called rails. Now they put down two rails...
To make a railing.
To make a railing, that's right. No, no! Now listen, you silly gremlin. They fasten the rails to the tires with railroad spikes. A railroad spike is a big nail with a flat head.
Just like yours.
A flat head like mine. No! My head isn't flat.
Only on top.
Only on top, I mean. No, 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 stop. The men building the railroad lay that tile, lay that rail.
Tote that barge and lift that bail.
Tote that barge, lift that bail. Oh, let me out of here. I've been working on the rail.
Oh, my goodness, how that little old woman got mixed up for old Alkali Pete. I don't want you to forget that you and old Smile and Ed are buddies. We stick together. Now, when you need new shoes, it's gotta be Buster Brown shoes. Buster Brown shoes are Smile and Ed's shoes. Yes, sir, his favorite. And I sure would like it if all my buddies and sweethearts wore Buster Brown. They're just the kind of shoes a kid goes for. Real grown-up looking and good and tough. They'll wear a long time, too. And boy, oh boy, do they feel good on your feet. Oh, you bet. Real comfort in a pair of Buster Brown shoes. So you just take it from old Smile and Ed. Buster Brown shoes are just right for all my gang. Yes, sir, we just gotta wear Buster Brown shoes. Remember how we tell for sure that shoes are genuine Buster Browns? Look inside the shoe for that picture of Buster Brown and his dog, Tige.
That's my dog, Tige. He lives in a shoe. I'm Buster Brown. Look for me in there, too.
That's right. Look for the picture of that boy and his dog inside the shoe. Then you know they're genuine Buster Brown shoes. Now, kids, don't you miss us next Saturday at this same time. We sure you be there, because I want you to hear our exciting story about a boy who lived in the rugged wilderness of the far north. Midnight, the cat's going to play her piano solo for us. Froggy's going to rake poor old Mr. Gymnasium over the coals, and I want you to be on hand for the fun. And now, has everybody had fun around here today, huh? Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful, buddies. Don't forget church and Sunday school. Be listening next Saturday when you hear, "Hi, kid, come a running." A happy gang of busts around now.
Here's an important announcement for mothers. Some few children have foot weaknesses. If your own child should show signs of such weakness, of course you should consult your pediatrician. When you do, ask him about Buster Brown pediatric shoes. They're super quality Buster Brown shoes, scientifically constructed to help correct common childhood foot ailments. Remember Buster Brown pediatric shoes at the first sign of foot weakness. They're styled so smartly, children love them. The Buster Brown Show, starring Smile and Ed McConnell, is brought to you every Saturday morning by Buster Brown dealers everywhere. The Buster Brown Show is produced in Hollywood by Frank Farron, directed by Hobart Donovan. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.